Afghanistan's leaders are concerned the U.S. involvement in rebuilding Iraq could mean less support for their country. It's been a year and a half since the U.S. and its allies drove the Taliban out of power and set up an interim government. Though other countries have pledged to give more than $4 billion towards reconstruction, Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah says those pledges have not been fulfilled. He was in Washington yesterday to attend a meeting of the U.S. Afghan Women's Council.
Pledges made for Afghanistan in Tokyo last year was much less than the needs of the country. The pledges were made only after a month from the establishment of peace in Afghanistan. So we didn't have clear account of the needs. Most part has gone to the humanitarian side rather than reconstruction. It is there that we have asked for another international donors conference in order to have a review of the situation in the past 1.5 years.
Iran is building roads and schools in Afghanistan. Has Iran given you any quid pro quo for its aid? Are there conditions on it?
There are no such conditionalities, and in fact, Iran has been supportive of the political process which led to the formation of the interim government and later on the transitional administration of Afghanistan. You know that Iran hosted like 2 million refugees in the past few years, and it is a great problem. I think as countries in the region suffered because of instability in Afghanistan, they will benefit from stability in Afghanistan.
What's the status of both the Taliban and Al-Qaeda? Are there still remnants in Afghanistan?
Still remnants outside Afghanistan, but from time to time, infiltration into Afghanistan in some areas. We have mechanisms of dealing with these issues, security-related issues with our neighboring countries, for example, with Pakistan. We have Tripartite Commission, which United States is also involved in other means.
Does Afghanistan feel that the United States or the people of the United States have moved on? They've forgotten Afghanistan?
I hope this will not happen. The United States cannot afford failure in Afghanistan. After all, this is a challenge between the international community as a whole and tiny little groups of terrorists. Their strategy is to make Afghanistan a showcase for failure. We should ensure that they are fully defeated.
Are you going to be able to hold elections anytime soon?
The timetable is for June 2004. We are working, of course, with the international community closely on that.
Tell me about the U.S.-Afghan Women's Council.
This is another means to promote improvement in the lives of women. Of course, there has been great change from what was happening in Afghanistan during the Taliban and as of today. 4 million students return back to school, out of which 35% to 40% are girls. This is in a country where education was banned for men and women, but particularly for girls. Women, they have the right to vote, they will have the right to be elected. So there have been lots of changes, but you're talking about a third world country, which has been at war for 23 years, 5 million refugees out of the country, 1 million disabled. So it is a process of rehabilitation for women as well as active participation in the society.
Afghanistan's Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah.